Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey, folks, it's been a minute. We've been screwing around and being adults and stuff. This is episode number 352. And we're going to talk about the new Foo Fighters album, and it is titled, and I'm looking at my notes here, But We Are Here, and we're going to talk about that new album in a little bit, but first things first, starting about 2 weeks ago, we're going to start doing an episode every other week.
Might have been longer than that.
I don't know. It's been two or three weeks.
Yeah,
I'm sure Brian or David will tell us.
Somebody will tell us. It's been a minute.
Yeah. So, what's been going on in you guys' world?
I don't know. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. We've been busy.
We haven't even been texting each other or none of that crap.
No, work's been.
I made it through. My foundation was doing the fundraiser concert.
How'd that go?
That was this past Saturday night, and for the most part, it went well. I learned, and I kind of got thrown under the bus a little bit, but, shit happens, life goes on. But I found out, being the event organizer, being in the band that's headlining, and being the sound guy, because your sound guy didn't show up, makes for a really stressful day. But the event itself, it went really well. We had an opening act that was just an acoustic guy, and then the country band.
Right.
And my fellow board members, at the end of the night, they were like, wouldn't change a thing. This was perfect. I'm like, well, I said, I know what I would change.
Yeah.
I ain't playing next year.
You can't trust those damn sound guys.
Yeah.
Or a bass
player. Well, the thing is it's one of those things. We've all done it. You've double booked yourself. I've double booked myself, you can't force somebody to show up. But the event went really well. We raised some money, and now we can get started on our mission.
Cool. That's all that matters, man.
That's about all that's going on in Big Al's world right now.
Okay. Nice.
Did you say you got some records?
I did. I think I don't know if I talked about them before or not, because I got them a few weeks ago. I might have talked about them. I got the.
I don't think if it's a few weeks ago, no, because we haven't. You just did a little interview, and then you guys talked about the concerts the other day, so we haven't really been on for 3 weeks. So
I'm trying to think about. Oh, I bought the. So I got the. I've really got on. I watched that. Crap! I said that, and then so I watched that John Waite. Documentary. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but it's really good.
Laura and I watched that. It was great.
So I really went back and started digging into his catalog and listening to stuff that, even newer stuff that he's done. And so I ended up, I was at a record show over in Bloomington and bought the Baby's first record. And
that's great album.
That's the one I haven't had. I've got a couple other ones. But and then listen to some of the other stuff in the catalog. It's really good stuff. I'd like to see him again. Right. I saw him last year. He was at the Carb Day, but he only did, he was one of the people of the six or seven different guests that were together on a bill. And so he played like two songs. So and he played, the two big
Missing
hits.
You probably.
Missing You, and he played Every Time I Think of You or something like that. Yeah. And then, that pretty much does it. And listen to the Baby's record. That's a really good record.
Fantastic record.
I really liked it. And then I also bought, I bought Warrant's Cherry Pie. I did not get an original version because the original versions are like $180 or some crap like that.
Ridiculous.
I did get a pressing from a couple of years ago. And then I also bought a Blackberry Smoke. They used to put out on Black Friday, they would put out a special edition on Black Friday. And so I got one called Stoned. And one I'd been looking for, there's two other ones. I got that too. And they're really good. So I'm going to see them again here pretty soon too. Cool. But concert season is about to kick off for Willie here, because I got lawn seats for Ruoff. And cool. I'll be heading up that way to see a litany of shows here pretty soon.
Good for you.
Of a variety of types. It's just this with Noah graduating and all that kind of stuff going on, and a wedding and this, that, and the other. I've been a little busy, but we're going to be heading up. Actually, Lisa and I are heading to Nashville this weekend, and we'll see Alan down there, I'm sure, to see Mr. Brian Adams.
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, we'll be down there to see that. Yep.
Oh, and I do have an acquisition this week.
Oh, wow. And there's a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on this week, because he's here, and then Ace Frehley's playing in
Lincoln Park.
No, that's not until July.
That's not till the end of July, because I'm going to be in Europe at that.
Oh, Kokomo. They're in Kokomo, which is not very far away. I was like, I saw the ad for it. And I'm like, I'm going to reach out to our buddies up there and see if they can, you know, help us out. And yeah, so there's no point, because I already have Brian Adams tickets. So that's not going to work. But yeah, I've got stuff coming up for that, so we'll see what happens.
I was just in Nashville on Saturday. Took my wife and our friend down to shop at Green Hills, the mall of Green Hills. But
sounds like driving a blast.
Yeah, it was great. But anyway, sometimes you just got to do that, though. And then, on the way down, the traffic was just fucking outrageous. I mean, as we hit 24, it was just like bumper to bumper. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? It must be a game or something. So the first store we go into is the CMA Fanfare.
It's a CMA Fan Fest, dude.
And I'm like, are they going, are you down for that? And I said, no, I didn't even know what was going on, but now I know why all the traffic was going down. But luckily, when we got down there, as soon as we get to Nashville, we cut around and go toward Memphis and cut around, because Green Hill's on the south side of Nashville. Yeah. So we only had a little bit of the bad traffic, but they actually canceled that show that night. There was they were going to have three big headliners, and then there was a storm coming through. We left down there probably around 5 o'clock, I guess, because we ended up getting home around, I was at 6 o'clock, I guess, because we got home around 9. And but like I said, I didn't do any record shops. Saw how bad track, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even venturing out today. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, there's one right there in Franklin, in that area. That's pretty good. You should have just ran over there. That's what I'd have done. Like, I'll see y'all in a little bit.
Well, we had, since we got there, we had lunch reservations at RH, and so we had to eat there at 1. And Tommy did that, then I figured they would get done. So I was just kind of like, I'm ready to go whenever we need to go. So it was like, I was being chauffeur, bodyguard, bag packer, and purse watcher for
was it a Vera Bradley bag?
Do you say puss watcher?
I was watching the girls' bags while they were trying on stuff, and I was
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood.
Purse. No. But anyway, so Alan, you want to talk about you said you had an acquisition?
And yes, being the ever true buy everything Kiss ever got, which is a lie because I never buy anything, a friend of mine alerted me to, you see it?
Can't see it.
It disappeared.
It disappeared.
There you go.
The Kiss box set.
Oh, nice.
When did it come out? 2001, I think. 2004. Yeah, long, I finally got it. He found it in a thrift shop or a record store for like $40, you know.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to buy that. $40. You got to buy that.
That's what I said.
What's in that, Alan?
I don't know. I didn't open it.
Is it like a greatest?
It's empty.
well, what I'm saying is, I have the. Is it the same thing?
It has disc one.
Is it this one? But it's just in the other case. Oops, sorry. See, I've got like a box. It's like the box set.
No,
there's four CDs and then a booklet. That's not the same thing.
Mm-mm.
No,
there was four CDs and then there was this. I thought this just was this the cheaper version where it was in a box and not in a guitar case.
This one has five CDs. And
that's what mine is. You know,
this thing that it isn't really
two
I mean, obviously, that is a
copy of a set list.
Well, no, it's just here it is, blah, 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 letter from Dean. Oh. It looks like Dean's handwriting.
Yeah. It's just like this where it's like years. It goes from like 1 year, like 1973 to 1974.
Yeah, this too is like okay. 75 to 77.
So I have the same set you have with the booklet, but it's just in a cardboard box. I didn't.
Yeah. And does yours have four or five CDs?
Five CDs.
Okay, mine's got five CDs too.
Yeah.
And it's also insane. Got this book.
That's one. Yeah, it's got that. It's such a nice book.
Which I actually didn't even realize it had the book in it because I bought it and brought it home and stuck it behind a door.
Hey, at least you got a book with some Kiss pictures in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a magical statement right there.
That's a very magical statement.
Nobody said anything about that for a long time.
Buttholes.
I guess everybody gave up.
I'm trying to bring it up every.
Well, you know, you can only beat a dead horse so much.
Well,
that's right.
It finally decays and returns itself back to Mother Nature.
And I actually got banned. I actually got unfriended and blocked.
Well, I know comments. Quite a few other people that got unfriended and blocked as well. So
I don't think you're alone.
Yeah. I haven't bothered to look, but of course I didn't buy the book, so I haven't shit talked anybody.
But all I got to do is look through the Ages of Rock, that page, and I can actually see his shit. It's like you didn't block me, you dumb
That's
fucker.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you got something, Dennis?
So I did. And thank you, Brian. He told the guys at the record store. He said that there was a version of the Foo Fighters are coming out with a new album. So they had a few copies come in. I said, well, hold one for me. So I called over the day and I said, look, I can't get to the store this week. Let me go ahead and pay for it. And he said, well, Brian's already paid for it for you. So thank you for doing that. And I will pick that album up maybe before the next time they have an album coming out.
So we just need to call there and get
Brian's
name. I'm doing that
Dennis
tomorrow.
Dennis is going to get there and his record's going to be gone because I'm going to go pick it up.
No, because it's got a tag on it. I talked to Ashley.
Well,
I
Ashley,
did order
it. Ashley and Jerome know who I am, so
right.
I'm like, I'm gonna pick us up for Dennis.
Dennis said,
actually, you know, when I go in there, they know me too. So hey, just give them any of our names.
Anyway,
I'm gonna go down there just, next time I'm in town and just ask for, does Alan, Brian, or Dennis have anything?
I am gonna get over there
I'm
this
here to
week.
Pick it up.
I was gonna go Sunday, and then I got busy doing some stuff around here. Could do it.
I dig it.
I also ordered. Actually, did well. First thing I did was I come across this band called Elegant Weapons, and it has a guy that we know in that playing drums. Mr. Christopher Williams is in that band. It also has Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest, Ronnie Romero from Rainbow and Michael Schenker, and Dave Rimmer from Uriah Heep. It is go on to wherever you can stream.
I couldn't get it. It's not on. It's not on. I tried to look for it.
It's on Spotify.
Spotify is not Apple Music.
Doesn't freaking matter. It doesn't. I don't have a Spotify.
It's on Spotify, but it is a. That's just on YouTube. They have videos on YouTube, so just look that up.
What's it called?
They Elegant Weapons. Anyway, it is fucking fantastic. It's great, great music. So actually Richie was in Nashville. The vinyl just came out, and he was actually at the store that was signing these things. He was signing them, and then you could buy them. So I actually texted, or I messaged Christopher, but I guess he was busy that day. He got back to me later on, but I ended up had already bought. I finally went to their website, figured out they have a website, and I ordered the vinyl from them. I told him, I said, you need to work on that website. It was a little confusing how to get it to purchase. I finally purchased it, but it took. I don't know if it's the gray hairs that are making it harder for me to order stuff online. I'm not as shrewd as I used to be, I guess, computer wise. But anyway, I do have it. It's on its way. And but no, if you get a chance to check out these guys, I mean, it is a fantastic album. And I mean, it's like from start to finish. I'm actually going to try to get a hold of Christopher at some point and see if we can get him on.
I was going to say, Christopher Williams, would you like to come on the show?
Oh, well, like I said, it's just a matter. I know he's real busy now. Well, they're back. Didn't Accept go back out again?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, but anyway,
I don't think they're back out.
I thought he did. They just did a one. Or they just did a couple one-offs here recently again or something. I don't know. Or a festival or I don't know. Anyway, no, because it can't be because whatchamadoodle is Phillips was doing some one-offs with that country guy, so I don't know.
He only did a he did a few stretch of shows, and then he did a one-off.
Okay, yeah. That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, he's probably in this van down by the river somewhere. So anyway, he'll get that joke. But anyway, I do have that album on its way. Other than real quick thing I want to mention, and my friend Joe was over yesterday, and we got to, of course, we listened to music and songs and stuff. Then we pulled up some YouTube videos, and I was showing him the new remastered Midnight Special things that they've been releasing. And they released the three songs that Kiss did back in, what was it, 70, was it 74 probably?
74, yeah.
I think it's She, Deuce, and then Black Diamond. I think it's the mm-hmm. three songs that are released. But they're fantastic. I mean, they're always really good, fantastic videos, but they've re-released them in there, and they've cleaned them up and, I guess, fixed the sound on them, whatever. But I was showing that to Joe, and I was thinking at the time, and then we started talking about this, the subject, but Kiss is a very, very unique band. I mean, for more than one reason, not even this reason, but as it being a unique band. But think about this. What band do you know that every person in the band is a lead singer? Think about that for a minute. If you really thought about it, Eagles is one.
Well, mm-hmm. I think the beginning of that is even a stretch.
Well, I'm not, but can and does do lead sing, you know what I'm saying?
Let's say a lead vocal, not necessarily right. a lead singer.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, even Kiss has two main lead singers. That's what's kind of cool about that. I mean, that's unusual. But everybody in the band is a vocalist. Because I got to thinking about it. I was like thinking, well, you got Fleetwood Mac. Well, no. John McVie and
Mick Fleetwood.
They never sang. But you had three. You know, you had three powerhouses in that, you know, in that band. But like I said, Eagles was the only one that I could think of. Each one of those, I mean, some of them didn't sing a lot. You know, the bass player sang that one song, but, you know, Walsh was a singer. You had, you know, Henley. Mm-hmm. You had, you know, all those guys were singers. The Beatles, I mean, other, you know, Ringo, you know, they threw a bone to him once in a while. You know, the Beatles, that they could qualify because Harrison, he sings some too, right? On mm-hmm. some of those. So,
yeah.
So that's the one, but really, it's down to almost one hand of those of the. If you think about it, the bands of all the bands that are out there, that everybody in the band could be and has been a lead vocalist at one point for a. You know what I'm saying?
Well, to your point. To your point, though, Kiss has released a single from every band member.
Right. Well, they had solo albums.
Well, now when you say every band member. You mean every
right.
band member from the original lineup?
Well, every band member from the original group, yes.
I mean, yeah. Bruce had one song that on, you know.
No.
But Eric's never sang it. Yeah. I mean, not one that he sings one, but never record. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just talking about release.
Which Eric are you talking about? Because both same. Erics do have a recording.
Well, yeah, no, they did Black Diamond, and they did, of course, Beth.
Eric Carr has Little Caesar on Caesar. The Hits album.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
But anyway. It's just one of those things that we started talking, started thinking deep, and we were like really thinking about it. It's like, what band can you name that everybody in the band, as I was thinking Queen, well, John Deacon never sang. He wrote, but he never sang.
Right.
He sang backup, but he never sang a lead on a vocal. You know, Taylor did, Brian May did, and of course, you know, Freddie, but you get that one missing thing there. I just thought that was kind of a neat, when you start really thinking about it, digging into it, it's kind of interesting. So if anybody knows of one that I missed, you know, please.
That's a good question to put out on Facebook or put out on
Facebook because we don't use any of our other socials.
On the Twitter.
I tell you what though, the best thing, and the last thing I want to bring up is just something funny because, you know, memes are hilarious. Did you guys see the one about Taylor Swift?
Which one? There was like 9 million of them.
Well, yeah. The one that talks about she's had 100 songs about breaking up with men, but she's never had one song about her making a sandwich or getting a beer for a guy. Is that a coincidence?
I have not seen that one.
If you think about it, that's pretty funny. Maybe she learned from your mistakes.
33% of this group thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
The funny part is Taylor Swift will never make a sandwich for anybody.
No.
Including herself, because there's no point in it. No reason.
Oh, one more quick thing. Just a quick. I watched last night Elvis Meets Nixon, or Nixon and Elvis, whatever that movie is that's on Prime. Have you guys seen that?
Nope. Never even heard of it.
Kevin Spacey plays Nixon, and the guy who played George Jones in that miniseries here recently, he plays Elvis.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of interesting. And Johnny Knoxville is actually his sonny. He's the main guy that the guy that comes in and takes him to the White House. It's actually kind of a fun movie. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So it's on Prime, Amazon Prime.
Well, Spinning Records is supposed to be on Amazon Prime now too.
Oh, is it on there too? I want to see that. Yep. Oh, and by the way, that John Waite, where is that show? Is that Netflix?
Or where I don't is know. That you at? Have to look it up.
Okay,
I don't remember where I watched it. It's been a little while. It's really good though.
The thing is, I wanted to see that last time you mentioned it, and I completely forgot about it until you just mentioned it again. So I do want to see that. But that Spinning Gold, I do want to see that also. So, all right, I'm done.
Just be prepared for historical inaccuracies and all kinds of things. It's not, that's right. It's a Neil Bogart movie. It is not,
it's not a Kiss movie.
It's not a Donna Summer movie.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, we ready for Foo Fighters? All right.
Yep, let's do it.
But We Are Here is the Foo Fighters' 11th studio album, and it was released on June the 2nd, 2023. One cool thing about it, in my opinion, is all of the surviving members and Greg Kirsten produced the album. And Dave Grohl was on lead vocals, guitars, drums. Nate Mendel was on bass and backing vocals. Chris Shiflett is on guitar and backing vocals. Pat Smear is on guitar. I don't know if that's pronounced Jaffe or...
I don't know how to spell it.
It sounds like coffee to me, but
could be
he's on keyboards.
He's on keyboards, correct. And then on the song "Show Me How," Violet Grohl sings, and Dave sings co-lead vocal with her, I believe. Mark Stent, also known as Spike, mixed the album. Randy Merrill mastered the album, and I will say it right now: terrible cover art. Was designed by Morning Breath Incorporated. And it was recorded at 606 West in Los Angeles, wherever that is. I assume it's on 606 West Street.
No, that's his 606 studio.
That's a studio.
Okay. I'm not a Foo Fighters fan.
That's where the Sound City board, the Neve board, is sitting right now.
All righty then. Four singles, Rescued, Under You, Show Me How, and The Teacher, were released ahead of the album. While drummer, there's a period in there, Alan. Stop talking for a second. And drummer Josh Freese was announced as Hawkins' replacement for touring after the album was released. The album received critical acclaim at the website Metacritic. The album has an average score of 87 out of 100, which means universal acclaim based on 19 reviews. Spin magazine described it.
Dave did 17 of those.
Oh my god.
It's got a national acclaim for 17 reviews.
That's funny. Spin magazine described it as one of the strongest albums of the band's career and concluded that if you don't have a big fat lump in your throat or a head to toe goosebumps all over your body while listening to this album, you may not have a pulse. And Kerrang! Magazine praised the album's emotional content, noting that it's a miracle not only that it was made, but also that it boasts the mesmeric lyric and musical quality that it does. Somehow Dave Grohl found a way to wrap words around the enormity of his grief as he surrendered to his own impossible circumstances. The album reached, as of June 12th, which is today when we're recording, the album has reached number 8 on US Billboard 200, which No, that's pretty good. Because it's been out for 10 days. That's pretty good.
A couple weeks.
And the thing you got to realize too about this album, I mean, it is, it's filled with a lot of grief. It's filled with a lot of, this isn't Monkey Wrench. This isn't, you know, Beanie Weenie. This isn't shit like this. These songs are pretty deep. But you got to remember, you know, of course, Taylor and his mom passed away too between this time that so he's had a lot of grief to deal with and a lot of, and you'll see like in this album, you know, Teacher and Rest, the last two albums on the song, on the songs on the album, there's nothing about Taylor in that. That's about his mom. I mean, if you really sit and listen to him. So, you know, and that's one thing it got me. It's like, well, man, I forgot about his mom passing away. So I'm like, and, you know, she was as much of, you know, Taylor being his best friend, his mom has been his, you know, best friend, best, you know, put up on a pedestal, you know, they did that, you know, she wrote a book, he wrote a book, they went on book tours together, you know, they're very close, you know, so.
Well, I guess I totally missed the news that his mother had passed away because I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, she died, it's been about a year ago. It's been since the last album.
Wow.
So you know, that's, I mean, like I said, this album is dark. I mean,
she died before Taylor or after?
Yeah, but before Taylor. Yeah, she died.
Oh, okay.
I'll look that up real quick.
Well, while you're looking that up,
it's okay.
The first song on the album is called Rescue, and I'll just go ahead and give my notes first because, you know, I'm not a big Foo Fighter fan. We know my notes are always pretty to the point, like one or two sentences. So for me, Rescue sounds like a typical Foo Fighter song, and I don't hate it. Bill. I told you.
Coming out of the gate, I think that's a pretty good starter.
Actually, I like that song a lot. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, thank God. We don't have this, you know, Concrete and Go was just a complete disaster for me because Wasting Light was, I mean, that was, they've set the fucking bar so high at that point.
Did he do it again? I'll clean it up when I'm done.
Glad you didn't mute that. It was funny. Clean it up. We can clean up.
What?
We heard that. Everybody heard that.
Oh. I've got a dog that's not feeling very well.
I know. But anyway, and like I said, Concrete and Gold was just, to me, a complete failure. Medicine at Midnight, I was like, second time now I've been kind of let down. So the first song on hearing this, I was like, okay, I like this. This is getting back to kind of the old Foo stuff. Medicine at Midnight tour was canceled following the death. Well, that's Hawkins. She died the same year as Hawkins. So Hawkins died March 25th, 2022. She died the same year, but before him. So it had to be in January to March.
March,
so
yeah, 3 months.
There's a 3 month period he lost his mom and his best friend. So that's why this album is very intense. So I do like Rescued. I think it's a good song. It's kind of getting that. It's kind of a lot of, like you said, it sounds like old food. It sounds good.
That's what I said. It sounded like a typical food song to me.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it does. All right. Under You is the next song. And my big extensive notes on this is it's not a bad song, and I will be playing it on my radio show.
You will.
Will. Okay. That's a big thumbs up.
Yeah, I like that. I like that song. Actually, you know, I listened to this whole album at work today while I was working on a couple other things and really didn't give it the proper listen. And I forgot about it. I did a lot of painting this past weekend. I could have listened to this in solitude and I did not do that. So, there you go.
That's about the only time that I listen to anything that I really want to pay attention to is in solitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like you, Under You. I like that. It's set up really good. I like the way it sounds. I'm like you, when I first listened to this whole thing, I was kind of okay. And it kind of, to me, it kind of fell apart in the middle. And then it's just got, every time I heard a song, it's like, oh, Okay, we're talking about Taylor again. Oh, okay, we're talking about Taylor again. Oh, it's another song about Taylor. It's okay. Oh, I lost this. This is sad. You know, it just kept going on. But as I listened to it more, I like there's an old song talking about Walking With You. It's off one of their older albums. And I always kind of like that where he kind of whispers and this kind of a nice guitar in the background. And there's a few of those on here. So it kind of reminded me of some of the older albums. And as I listen to this album more and more, I'm liking it a lot more. I really do. I think this is going to be, this isn't going to be Wasted Light in no way, shape or form, but it's a hell of a lot better than the last two that we've got. And I'm liking it a lot more. I think it's growing on me quite a bit. So my only problem, and we'll talk about it when it gets to these songs, but I think the production of this album was a little off, but maybe he was trying for that. So I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. The next one is Hearing Voices. I really like the way this song ended with the vocal. I couldn't tell, you know, because I didn't listen to it with earbuds in. But it at the end, it had the vocal and the acoustic mandolin sound plus the piano. I really, really like the way that ended.
Cool.
Bill?
Yeah. Yeah. I like I said, I don't have any notes. So, yeah. There well, you I go. Mean,
added, this is I mean, why I, we're doing every 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, I missed the gap. Like I said, when I listened to it at work, I just was, you know, I'm like, God, this is just depressing as hell. And I wasn't listening to the lyrics. And I knew that I got to listen to the lyrics because this record is the first record after Taylor. So it's going to be a little brooding and, you know, it's got to be that get this stuff out stuff. But when I went back and listened to it a little bit this evening, I liked it better than I did earlier today, for sure. Because I think I sent you guys a text message that said, this is going to go real easy. I got two words for you.
and now listen. And now the thing is, listen to it again, knowing that some of these songs are about his mom also. That's
well, it wasn't really, that. It's just, I get that, you. But
right.
Even if I don't like the songs, I don't like the songs. It's not,
that's,
you
true.
Know, it's just,
that's true.
Yeah. You
know, that's so, fair. That's fair. Yeah. Like I said, I think it is. It's a little, this thing is a little on the slow, a little on the dark side.
It's a little, really I just deep. Thought it was it's a little, just, it's broody and
it's,
kind of slow.
Yeah. It is. But you know what? Let him get this out of his system and maybe the next one
we'll
get Monkey Wrench. Maybe we'll get Monkey Wrench 2 on the next one. You know what I'm saying?
We're covering we're not going to ever get Monkey Wrench again. They did that. They're not going to do that.
No, I know. But I'm saying
a couple of records approve that. So
that type of song. But I'm like you, I think those days are gone. But
anyway. Yeah. Which is unfortunate.
But the addition of the guy who Alan can't pronounce his name, the keyboard player. That has changed their dynamic some though too, because they do add. That's one thing I didn't like about Concrete or Golden Concrete, because it was very heavy on the keyboards, and I just thought they went too much on it. Now this one here, it's there, but it's just kind of underlying, but it adds to it. I mean, figure that's a big band. You got three guitar players, you know, a bassist, a keyboard player. You know, that's a lot of. It's a lot of instruments for a punky kind of rock band. You know what I'm saying? But I like it.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Up next, we have But We Are Here, the title track.
Right.
Another typical sounding Foo Fighters song, in my opinion.
Right.
Bill?
I agree.
Yeah. Next. I don't have any notes. I mean,
I don't either. I just listened to it again, and I was trying to make mental notes. But unlike you, I was kind of like,
if I try mental notes, it's
like. Well, I started to write some notes, and then you guys hopped on. I was trying to feverishly write some notes, then you hopped on.
All right, the next song is called "The Glass," and this was the first song that I could really. Feel the emotion in the song.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that one probably took Dave some effort to record.
That's I don't know if that's a Taylor's. I think it's more of a Taylor song than it is his mom.
It's a lost song.
Yeah, it is. It's all these are a lost song if you really think about it. It's all thinking of memories and loss and trying to get over something. I mean, that's what this whole album is. Period.
Well, things like this, you really don't get over. You just learn how to deal.
Nope. No. No, exactly.
All right. Up next is the song Nothing at All. And my first thought when I saw the title was, is it a heart cover? But I knew it wasn't.
Right.
But this one, and you know what it did for me? Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
It's another typical Foo Fighters song. Sorry, bad joke.
Ditto. No. Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah. Typical Foo Fighters song.
Typical Foo Fighters.
So are we going to be like the 18th thing that really takes over, makes it make it universally the best album ever? We do a report. It sounds like Foo Fighters.
Well, right. I mean, I just thought, like I said, it's just
I didn't write
slow
notes
and brooding
either.
For me. I mean, it wasn't.
No,
there were times I'm like, gosh, just let's go.
Right.
Yeah. This we're going to get to that point. That we're going to get to that point soon for Big Al.
Right.
All right, the next one up was Show Me How. This was another one that I could really feel the emotion and could tell that right. One was probably a struggle for David as well.
Yep. Ditto.
Same for you guys? Nothing else?
Ditto. Yeah.
Ditto. Yep.
Yeah. Golly. I'm all expecting Dennis to have a thesis written because the Foos are
I know.
Voice.
No, I know. I mean, I'm going to talk about a few here at the end. That's where I'm going to be. That's where – okay, go ahead.
All right, Beyond Me was the next one. And my thoughts on that one was it was a great ballad, but the drums are too hard. But it's Dave Grohl playing the drums, so you're going to get hard drums.
True.
But
I like that song.
I like the song, yeah. Too. But
I do, too. Yeah, I like the song a lot. I think it's
great. Man, put somebody else on them drums, Dave. I love you, but God damn.
Yeah, he's never been able to do that. Even when he had a good the drummer before Taylor, you know, he'd redo his shit every time. The guy's like, that's not my dream. That's not me drumming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Dave is like, it's my band, fucker.
Yeah, no shit.
All right. Up next was The Teacher. And as Fangirl on the Radio would say, this song started out as a bop. And I really dug about the first half of it.
It's 10 fucking minutes long, number one.
Well, let me get there.
Yeah,
I said, you know, my notes show that I said this song is proggy, but it's not a bad song considering, one, I don't like prog all that much, and number two, I'm not a fan of long songs. You right. know, so once you get about the 6-minute mark or so, turn it off.
Have you seen the video?
But
for
I did.
It?
But I did listen to the whole song, and I have not seen the video.
The video is very psychedelic, really kind of, I mean, it's really fucked up. I mean, it's
so what
kinda,
you're saying is take a gummy before you watch it.
It's very Pink Floydish. I mean, seriously, the whole thing is, it's kind of,
so
like you said, it gets,
take a gummy.
Yeah, it gets really, there's a lot of layers in that song. I mean, it's almost overproduced. And that's the thing that kind of ticks me off about this album is it's, at times it's really overproduced and and I don't know if they're purposely over distorting or overdoing things, you know, especially in the mm-hmm. next song. There's points in here. It's just like, man, you've got everything too hot. But I don't know if they were actually doing that for a purpose. You know, it's something I like to hear him talk about at some point, because the album is not perfect in a production standpoint or a mix down standpoint. But I'm listening to it streaming. I'm curious when I get the album. I want to hear it on a, you know, on my turntable.
A higher fidelity system.
And I'm just going to sit there and just really listen to it, because you know, I'm afraid my needle is going to start going to fucking do this on some of that shit. Because it gets.
Put a nickel on it. It'll work.
Grind it in there, man. Yeah. Grind it in there.
Yeah, that's one of my peeves about this album, though. It's just, to me, it doesn't sound good in places. But yeah, I don't know if they're. But the same way with Pete Floyd, you know, there was times that, you know, there are songs they would make it sound like an AM radio for a purpose. You know, mm-hmm. there's a reason for that. So I don't know if he was going for that or if they just, I don't know, had so many goddamn layers on there that it's just so fucking compressed. You know what? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, the final.
My take on that song is, I skipped that song and it was like, I don't know what. I tried to listen to it all the way through once and I was like, wow. It was driving me crazy. So right. I skipped it. Then it would play another song And then we'd come back and play that song again. It's like I was like being punished. I was like,
you're going to be taught. We're going to teach you to love this song.
You will listen to the song. So I finally just let it and let it play. I was like, my God, this is, I mean, I was working away just as fast as I could work because I was motivated to get over it. That song for me could not be on the record and I'd be perfectly fine.
Right. It's a little odd. It's a little odd for me too.
It's just weird. It's weird.
I agree. It's very psychedelic. I don't know. And the video is just like that. I mean, it's all these fucking
and no interest.
Arrays and it's just
I don't have any shrooms. I'm not doing it.
It doesn't work for me either. Right.
All right. The final song on the album is called Rest. And
love that song.
That was a pretty good song. And it's another one that you could really tell that came from the heart.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I love that part. Like I said, he's had a couple other of vocals on some other tracks on other albums where he does that whispering. And I think that's really cool. Then he was layering his whispering over. If you notice that one time it's singing in one, then there's two, then there's three, then there's four. And then whenever it stops, there's just that one guitar. It's like, that's the coolest little lick. I was like, and it just fits perfect. Yeah, I like that way. But then, of course, this fucking song by the end is just like, it gets that. And I know it's probably there for a purpose, but it just fucking, it's like a chalkboard and it eats on my nerve. And I'm like, I can't. It's like, dude, turn it back.
Yeah, I like the song about halfway through. And then I was like, yeah.
Even when it kicks in, it's not too bad. Yeah, but then it just continues that rest and it rest and a rest and it just maybe he's trying to say something.
Well,
I think that's
emotion and just his
right. It's just going to keep going. It just continues and it just eats at you. And I don't know, but
I'll go back and listen to the other Foo Fighters record. I would not buy this one. That's my take on it.
I have it, and thank you, David.
Good for you,
not David, but Brian, for getting it for me. But I do want to listen to it though on high fidelity, because the only thing I've ever listened to it yet so far is Spotify, which I know that the
I don't think it's going to be better in some of those parts.
No, I'm like you. I'm just curious to see how bad it's going to sound on a high fidelity though.
You wouldn't buy a record to see how bad it's going to sound,
right?
That doesn't make sense. Yeah. Maybe you would.
We're going to buy a record, see how long it takes for it to arrive.
I am glad, though. Like I said, this is not one that you put on and get all smiley and happy and everything. Like I said, there's a lot of emotion in this album.
No, you want to, if you want to be depressed, put this record on.
And the thing is, though, it just had to be done. He needs to get it out of his system. Maybe now it's out. Now we can go.
I don't know if that can happen again with them.
Well, I think that they're playing Rescued. I think they're playing that and Under You. I think they're playing those in concert. I don't think they're going to play fucking Teacher. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm hoping he's, throw a monkey wrench in there instead. Or My Hero. Or
I don't know, man. He's a weird dude.
I mean, the thing is, though, I love his concerts. And you've seen him. The concerts are awesome. I hope
he's there. But, there's been enough stuff after I saw him that I'm glad I saw it.
Right.
Good.
True. I'm still a fan. I'm still a big fan.
Yeah, that's okay. It's good.
I like him live. I don't care. I mean, I love him as a person, but his music since Wasting Light's just not been good. This is better than what we've had, but still not, I don't know.
Not the greatest.
I think he blew his nut on that one, and that's it.
Well, folks, now that Dennis has discussed this all, shoot us an email.
Vomit and
shoot us an email, contact@agesofrock.com if you've heard this album, and let us know what you think. What happened to you, Bill?
I fell.
He fell down.
His face fell down.
My monitor. My
or hit us up on Facebook and Messenger, or post message on our Facebook page or whatever.
Right.
And let us know what you think of the album. Let us know how far off base you think Dennis is, because me and Bill are always right.
I'm way off base.
But like seriously, visit agesofrock.com, check out our social media and past episodes. And until next time, peace out, people.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.